You're listening to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham, in for Cynthia Canty. Principals and teachers are rethinking how they deal with so-called troublemakers in school. There's been a realization that these students have lives that might be incredibly stressful because of things like homelessness, poverty, and violence. That's resulted in a term, trauma-informed teaching. Joining me is Stateside education commentator and National Hall of Fame teacher Matinga Ragatz. Hi there.
Hello, how are you?
What is trauma-informed teaching?
You covered it really well in your intro. And basically, it's just a learning setting in which we acknowledge the impact of this harmful experiences that students have in their lives. So we call it adverse childhood experiences. And so what we do is we try to create these environments in the schools that support the students, you know, not just physically, but also give them like behavioral and mental services. And by the way, it's not just students who experience trauma in the schools. We are also seeing students who experience trauma that they see on television, just like adults may be freaked out about going on a plane because they see a plane crash on TV. Some of the school shootings and some of the things that are happening in the schools, they're also traumatizing the kids. So teachers have to have a completely new set of radars.
So what does that look like in the school? What does a teacher or a principal do differently?
Well, you know, the term trauma-informed teaching, it's a big umbrella. And so there are different ways that even the Michigan Department of Education and each of the schools are basically practicing this. There are many, many terms that fall under this umbrella, which is like the social curriculum, restorative justice and practices, which is something that the state of Michigan, the Department of Education is encouraging schools to practice, and like whole child teaching, wellness practices. And the whole idea is just to really, really understand where the child is coming from. You know, before you would say to a kid when they got into trouble and was standing right in front of you, you would say to him, "What did you do?" And now you want to talk to him and say, "What happened?" Just so that you can hear his story rather than just interpret his actions.
So what happens to traditional disciplinary actions when the school's trying to introduce trauma-informed teaching?
Well, Lester, this is controversial because some people find it really wooey and kumbaya to not punish in a traditional way. For example, some schools have opted not to suspend students and instead do something like a restorative justice, which is a case where the kids get to tell their story and the teachers get to understand everybody's point of view and then turn that into a learning experience rather than just simply react. And so in some environments, that is considered controversial, but in some environments, that is considered incredibly essential.
Are we asking educators to be social workers?
Yes, we are. But it's not like the job has changed. The world has changed out there. So it used to be a time where we just believed that these kids were bad apples. There's something wrong with the child. Now we understand that this behavior it's a product of their biography. So we focus on what exactly is causing that behavior, and then we try to fix it. We will brainstorm and come with innovative ways of fixing that. So as a society, I think we need to decide whether we want these like well-adjusted and functional children, or we want to continue to push this Sputnik-era math and science obsessions. So the problem here is that teachers are meant to be social workers as well as extreme academics, and so there's not enough time to do all of that.
Are new teachers and teachers who are working getting the training they need to make this adjustment?
You know, the universities are doing their very, very best. But one of the things I believe that the new teachers are lacking is just the experience of seeing what really is happening with these kids and how they are traumatized. So we might learn about it in the classroom from a documentary or maybe even from a special speaker, but it's completely different when you're in the classroom and you're seeing a real meltdown, a real mental illness meltdown. It's very, very different. And so I feel like they lack that experience and that reality in their practice.
Matinga Ragatz is a National Hall of Fame teacher and Stateside's education commentator. Nice to talk to you again. Thanks.
Thank you so much, Lester.